Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and our weekly conversation with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations. We call it Mondays with Mo. It's presented by Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Schnucks, think local for groceries. Think Schnucks and Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Lots of topics to cover for the Cardinals. The offense on an upswing. The bullpen, fantastic. Mike Schilt, the job he's done. Nolan Gorman and his promotion, all covered and coming up. Hot Shots has been a proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations. You're always close to a Hot Shots, no matter where you are. Swing by for great food, cold drinks, all the games, all the time. Get more info, find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. If you're a Cardinals fan, think about the Cardinals specials available during all Cardinals games at Hot Shots. The $5.99 Cardinals Sampler Appetizer. $1.50 bottles during extra innings until the end of the game. Fantasy football players, think about Hot Shots for your fantasy football draft. Up next, a visit with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Mondays with Mo, our chance to visit with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals. And Mo, a 7-2 road trip, and your team is playing very well. What do you see as this is all starting to come together for your club?
Well, I think it's a combination of timely hitting, excellent starting pitching. Bullpen's been great. I think, you know, just when you look back at over the last 3 weeks, changes that have been made have really jump-started this club. And, you know, it'd be crazy not to mention how well Matt Carpenter's played over this time as well. But, you know, this team has just come together to look like a team. And you know, from our standpoint, it's been fun to watch. Gotten a lot of energy from our younger players, seeing just a bounce in our step. And, you know, obviously, you got to win these types of games. You got to win series, and they've been able to do that.
It's a question I get a lot, so I'll ask you about it. But are you surprised at all with the job of Mike Schilt and the way that he's gotten everybody to seemingly buy into what he's trying to do?
Not really. I think he's had relationships with almost probably close to 90-95% of this roster. So a lot of people know what he's like and what he's about, and I think they were, you know, excited to see what he would do. And so I feel from that relationship standpoint, not overly surprised. I think when you look at how he's been able to communicate with the media, communicate with our fans, I think that's been something that's been welcoming to people. And I think they've really enjoyed that. So I think it's been a little bit of a breath of fresh air from that regard as well.
A lot of fans will ask me too, you know, will Mo just pull the interim tag? And my response has been, well, you got to let it play out. But again, Mo, not to put you on the spot, but at what point do you start evaluating Mike and then taking in some of the other candidates that could be managers for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Well, it is something that we'll continue to look at. Obviously, at some point, Bill, Gersh, and I'll sit down and decide what we want this to ultimately look like. But you know, clearly we stated from day one, I said, this is in a lot of ways just a long interview. And, you know, so far he's just done a great job. And I think players have accepted him. And I think his in-game management's been great. And there's just a lot of things that are very positive. But, you know, don't want to put the cart in front of the horse here. Want to remain patient. But, you know, ultimately, I feel like he's been a great asset to us, and I feel like how he's been able to move this club forward has been very impressive.
Mo, are you seeing a different approach offensively with the club in respect to strikeouts and maybe a two-strike approach? Are you seeing a difference with the club in that regard too?
Well, it you know, regardless of what I see, you can prove it. And how people are taking at bats and you know, there's certainly been a difference there in their approach. And, you know, clearly we made some changes with the hitting coaches, but bringing up George Greer and Mark Badaska has, I think, been positive for our hitters. And they've certainly have started to make adjustments that, in our opinion, have been very positive.
I think one of the guys that you have to talk about when you think of the bullpen is young man in Dakota Hudson. And we've talked about him on this show, Mo. And he's been lights out for the most part coming out of that bullpen. Long term, is he the kind of guy that you look at as a starter, or does that sinker really play to where you say maybe that's a better fit for him long term as well? How do you look at Dakota?
Well, I certainly don't feel like you have to answer that question today in the sense of having a final answer, but it's pretty easy to dream about him being in the rotation. You know, clearly when you have his build, his size, his arm strength, it's easy to see him being a starter someday. I think the one thing you realize is we've got some depth in that rotation, and, you know, getting Alex Reyes back next year, it's going to be very competitive to see who those five are. But ultimately, as we move forward this year, he has been a great resource for us in our bullpen.
Mo, can you take us back to, I guess it was mid-May, and the front office, either Matt requested it or maybe you requested or the front office did a meeting with Matt just to show him, Matt Carpenter, hey, you're doing things fine. You're hitting the ball hard. Exit velocity is this. You're still the same guy. Can you take me back to that conversation and maybe what took place in showing him that, hey, things are going in the right direction, just stick with your plan?
Well, we had done some internal research upstairs just on, you know, is he as bad as it looks? And, we realized it wasn't. So I was just downstairs having lunch one day, and, you know, Carp comes by, and I said to him, I go, you know, you're still hitting the ball hard. You just have a lot of bad luck. And, you know, eventually that luck should change. And so subsequently he's like, he engaged in a short conversation with me, and I said, look, I'll bring Gersh down here and a couple guys from our baseball development team, and just to show you where you're at. And he welcomed that. And so I put that together or set it up. And, you know, those guys shared with him that, you know, look, you hit the ball hard, you're just hitting him at that people. Eventually these balls will fall. And so subsequently, ever since that date, whether it's just been better luck or different set of confidence, but obviously performing at an MVP pace.
It's unbelievable. Did you ever envision him being a 35-40 home run guy when you saw him early in his career?
Well, when I saw him early in his career, I always thought he was going to be an on-base machine and actually thought he'd be more of a all-fields type hitter. But as you get older, you sometimes get stronger, and you know, he has become a little bit more of a pull-type hitter with power. But, you know, I think, you know, like everybody, like Matty's at his best when he can take advantage of the field.
Nolan Gorman was promoted to A-ball, Mo, and it's a historic move. I think I was looking at the numbers. The Cardinals, when they've drafted a high school kid position player and moved him up to A-ball in the same draft class, it hasn't been done in something like 44 or 45 years. So he's clearly talented. Have you had a chance to see him up close and just maybe give our fans a little idea of what kind of player he is?
No, unfortunately, I haven't. May try to sneak up there this week. I'm out. I'm going to be in Johnson City next week. So, you know, unfortunately, he's already been promoted, so I'll miss that. But, you know, clearly from a performance standpoint, he's been unbelievable. Feedback I've gotten from Ryan Ludwig and others who have seen him have just been, you know, very impressed. Very mature hitter for an 18-year-old. And from a physical standpoint, he's strong, and so pushing him up to Peoria to see where he's at is not overly surprising given the success he's had, but, you know, clearly it's going to be exciting for him. He'll be able to participate in a playoff run and ultimately hopefully can contribute, and so far so good.
Well, Mo, a lot of veterans, when they get a big deal, sometimes they'll take a day off or multiple days off. That doesn't happen with Yadier Molina. This is unbelievable what's going on with him. Does anything that he does shock you anymore?
No. you know, he's one of those guys that you know, you think about trying to give a day off to. We've talked about this now for 6 years. He just is someone that puts himself in a position to be successful. And I think that's what our fan base needs to realize, or just people need to realize, is he works extremely hard so he can play every day. And he's changed. He's evolved to where he's at today, not by luck, not by chance, but by hard work. And it's something I think our younger players admire and can learn from.
Final question, just an injury update on this these four guys, if you could, please. Adam Wainwright, Michael Wacha, Brett Cecil, and Dominic Leon. We'll start with Waino.
Adam throws an inning tonight in Palm Beach, so the rehab begins. So it'll just be something that we'll take day by day and see where it goes. You asked about Michael Wacha. He has been throwing bullpens, and we'll just start that intensity level this week and you know, ultimately see if he can be out in a rehab in the next couple weeks. Dominic Leon is getting closer. He's currently pitching with our Memphis club and having success, and more importantly, feeling good. And the fourth one was?
Brett Cecil.
Cecil, he went back-to-back Saturday, Sunday, and so he'll have a couple days this week, and then ultimately probably make a decision on Tuesday or Wednesday of what to do.
Mo, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you. I know you're busy, and it's been fun to come to the ballpark. Looking forward to tonight.
Well, glad it's fun again, and we will see you tonight.
Thanks, Mo.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. Many thanks to Mo. We do this every Monday on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And it is Mondays with Mo. Coming up later, I'll have a game report. It's the Washington Nationals in town. The first of four, the Cardinals and the Nationals. Cardinals playing well. Should be a great crowd at Busch Stadium tonight. Thanks for checking out ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.